Welcome to the National Student Loan Service Center. Bienvenue au Centre de Service National de Prêt aux étudiants. For service in English, press 1. Please select one of the following four options. If you have a student loan, press 1. If you are calling because of an email received, or you are inquiring about your statement or income tax receipt, which is sent for interest paid on your loan for the previous year, please log into your account at nslsc.ca to view or print your documents from your mailbox. Your privacy is important to us. Please be assured, all information will only be administered in accordance with the Federal Privacy Act, Personal Information Protection and Electronic Documents Act, and any other applicable laws governing the protection of personal information under the control of Employment and Social Development Canada and the National Student Loan Service Center. To access details on your loan, disbursements, and balance information, please enter your social insurance number, followed by the number sign. The social insurance number entered was not recognized. To access details on your loan, disbursements, and balance information, please enter your social insurance number. You have been assigned a temporary four-digit password. Please enter it now, followed by the number sign. If you don't remember your temporary password, press star now to speak to a service representative. Please hold while we speak to your call to a customer service representative. Please be advised your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. At the end of your call, our borrower service representative will ask you if you wish to participate in a short survey regarding the service you have received today. Participation is voluntary and all responses are confidential. If you agree, the representative will transfer your call back into this interactive phone system to complete the survey. All our service representatives are currently busy. Please remain on the line for the first available representative.
Customer service, my name is Sam. Are you the loan holder?
Hello, Sam. Yes, I am.
Can I get either your loan number or your social insurance number, please?
Sure. Loan number 7-535775. My social insurance?
That's a social or a loan number?
That's a loan number. That's the number that I have here.
7-535775?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah, that's not bringing up anything. Okay. Are you giving me the federal or a provincial?
This is the Alberta student loan number. This is the only number that I have. I don't have any other. I have a student number. I have sick social insurance.
Give me 1 second. I'll just pull it every 1 second.
Okay.
What's your full name and date of birth?
Justin Allen Johnston, 12 September 1968.
Thank you, Justin. Mm-hmm. And your full address, including the postcode, please.
Okay, 2917 29 Avenue South, Lethbridge, Alberta, TU1K6S8.
And what is your primary phone number?
403-915-8681.
Do you have an alternate, or is that your only number?
That's just that.
Lastly, what's your email address?
AllenESL, A-L-L-A-N-E-S-L at yahoo.ca.
Thank you. How can I help you today?
I'm trying to log in on... I got an email from Alberta Student Loan, and apparently if I log in after a particular date, April 3rd, I think, I have to log in with... Sorry, I lost the page now. I've been trying almost an hour or so, and it's just around and round and round, and I just can't figure this out. I've been reading all the fine print on your pages, and apparently I have to sign in, sign up. It's just, it's way, way, way over the top too much, and I just, I'm not getting it.
Okay, yeah, I'd be happy to help. If you actually read it, it says if you received the loan prior to April 3rd or after April 3rd. So you should be using the one that says prior to April 3rd because you received the loan prior to April 3rd. Don't use after.
Okay, but I can
find...
that's
where you want to log in.
Yes, but I can... I'm trying to extend the... okay, if you'll just bear with me for a second, I'll log in again. Yahoo.ca...
Yeah, you made an account today, so just stay prior to April 3rd, and then just use the information you set
okay.
up today.
excuse me, sorry. Repayment assistance plan, if I click this link in the email... No, pardon me, not email. The Alberta student loan. I know I'm calling the Canada student loan. I know, but... click another link. It says repayment assistance plan. Again, I'm on the repayment assistance plan page. I click another link. It says repayment assistance plan online application. And so now it gives me a choice after April 3rd or before or prior to. So if I click sign on with a prior?
Yeah.
Yes.
So put in your username and password there, the ones that you just made today.
Okay. All right. It's giving me a choice of accessing my... Oh, I see. Repayment options. Okay. Sorry. I just find the whole thing rather...
No worries.
...difficult to deal with. Repayment options. It says, have you checked your email? And it doesn't give any links or anything for to apply for...
At the top? At the top, do you see repayment options?
Yes.
Click it. Yeah, click it. It should open a drop down with two options and then click
menu,
repayment assistance.
Okay. What is change in application? I've already started. No, I guess this would be a new.
No, apply online. Yeah.
Alert, we are unable to continue with your request. Our records indicate the repayment assistance plan is already in progress. I just got an email stating that it's not and that I have to apply again.
No, it's going to, you'll be able to reapply as early as April 1st. The one you're on is going to expire April 30th. So this is just, we sent that reminder email, but you'll be able to reapply as April 1st is the earliest you can apply. So Monday,
yes,
next week, you'll have from April 1st up until, May 28th, 1 p.m. Eastern time to submit an application.
I see. Okay, good. Sorry to bug you about this again, but prior to April 3rd or after April 3rd, sorry, you know what? I'm just going to leave it at that because I'm on information overload already, so... That's fine. I will wait for until Monday. I'll take your advice. Thank you.
Yeah, you'll always use prior to April 3rd. Never use after April 3rd.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. That makes it quite simple. Thank you.
No problem. Was there anything else?
No, sir. I guess that's about everything. Thanks for your help. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for calling. You have a good day there.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Shit.